Lynn.
And who else?
This is Donna from North Carolina.
Donna.
Hi, Wynn.
You sound different today. What's going on?
I'm in a different city, actually. I started a new job in a different city.
For you, okay. You sound cheerier. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
who else is on the line? You don't have to say anything. You can just listen.
Susan from Sarasota, but I was muted. I had to unmute myself.
Susan from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Susan, is this your first time? Is this your first time?
No, I've been on before, but not for a while.
Okay. Super. Nice to have you. And who else is on the line?
Lori.
Who is that?
Lori is here from Canada.
Hi, Lori. Is that Lori who sometimes goes? That's not Lori who sometimes goes as Lou, is it?
No, different Lori.
Different Lori. But this is you, Lori. I get emails from you, right?
Yes, we've corresponded a couple of times.
Right. I know. I remember. Okay. Nice to have you. And anyone else?
Thank you.
This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Emmy Tucson.
Hey, Emmy.
How are you?
Very good. Nice to hear
good.
You.
I'm here. Thank you.
Anyone else? Now, the question is Terry on the line? I hope Terry shows up. This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, this is Marilyn in Lake Orion, Michigan.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi.
Anyone else? Okay. Welcome to everybody on the phone line. Welcome to everyone on BBS. And
may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
I just muted everybody. And as you all know, this is our continued experiment on multidimensional, interdimensional connection.
Entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
Let me start our tape recorder.
Please enter your subscriber PIN. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is Monday, August 24th, and this is our continuing, ongoing experiment on what I call interdimensional connection and interdimensional communication. And it's an experiment because I don't know anyone who's ever done anything like this. Maybe they're there, but they haven't come to my attention. And it is an exercise in creating group energy and group intention with the goal of changing ourselves and changing our planet. And we're just a small little group, but actually it's kind of working. It's happening. And I have a really interesting topic tonight, and I hope Terry shows up. She called me about 20 minutes before, and I didn't answer the phone. So otherwise, I might have to do it myself. And it was how to change your destiny. And I hope they're here. Otherwise, we'll have to ask questions next week from our sources. Terry, you're not on yet, are you? Hello, Terry. Okay, so we've been starting these calls with a group interdimensional connection, actually invoking it. And one of the principles of this, and this is something I've learned by doing, is that intention. You know, Wayne Dyer wrote a book, which I haven't read, but he called it The Power of Intention. And I would strongly have the idea that in his book he is exploring some of these same principles, because intention does something, has an impact that is different from any other quality or ability of a human. Because when you create a strong intention, you create a movement of energy in other realms, in realms that you can't see. And so you have to study it very carefully to prove to yourself that you're actually doing that. And on this call, it's something that I have learned and experimented with to see amazing things happen as a result of an intention that I create. And that you guys, you people who are listening, go along with. And it's free will, so nobody has to go along with my intention. You would have to choose it and say, yes, it's okay, I feel that's okay. Now, intention, it doesn't necessarily have to be positive. Intention can be negative. You can have an intention to do something that hurts people or that is self-serving. And the universe doesn't stop those intentions, and they can reorganize and access energies in other realms just as much as positive intentions, with one exception. When you have a positive intention, or when you have an intention, let's just say any intention, and you have other people joining with you in your intention, you increase the power of your intention manyfold, many times. More like two people don't just double the power. It goes more than double. And 10 people don't just multiply it by 10. It goes more than 10, far more. And this works for the positive and the negative. And if you notice, on our planet, things which are negative, and we're not judging them, we're calling them negative, meaning they're service to self. They don't take in the highest good of all concerned. They don't honor free will. It can be manipulative control over other people. That within groups that do service to self intentions, we could look at say, satanic circles, or magic rituals, or, and I say witches' covens, I wouldn't say that necessarily all witches' covens are negative, but if it's a group that wants to create a spell, or make somebody do something that is not within what they would do out of their normal will, then it would come under the category of negative. Even when you have a sales team, when you get a group energy that has a high intention, it's why if you have a group of salespeople in an office, they often have a meeting, a motivational meeting in the morning to get their energies all up and get their intentions all up so that they go out and they have far more chance of success than if they're doing it just by themselves. Because the world responds to group energies. And one person has a really hard time changing things just by themselves. And I said this before, when you look at a group like the Beatles, who made such a big impact on our planet, one reason they made that impact is because they were very, very talented. They had great songs, but there are many people that are very talented that have great things to offer that never get known. The Beatles had something that was unique. That way was they had an extremely high group energy. And in their group energy, there was a connection with, which we could call the field of oneness. And they created an energy of oneness that radiated out from them and impacted so many people, just made you feel good. So what we're doing on this line and what we seem to be accomplishing is creating a field of oneness. And what's unusual in the way we do this is that we've learned how to bring in the energies of positive sources in other realms to join our energies. So when we create an intention, we don't only have us, those of us in physical bodies in this realm, helping to manifest that intention. We have these, and I don't know how many they delegate to work with us, but it seems to be, and I say it seems to be because it's all invisible. It's as invisible to me as it is to you. It's just that I have proven to myself over and over again, even though it's invisible, they're real. And of course, not only do we just have faith in it, we over and over again talk to them, and Terry's able to be a voice for them, and they validate from their side how it works. So when we have 10 or 15 people on a line, and then we have 100,000 or a million of our group energies joining with us, then it's extremely, extremely powerful, as some of you have learned. And one of the aspects of creating intentions with, as a co-creation with our group soul energies is that they have a criteria. And their criteria is they don't violate free will. They have to be asked. They honor the highest good of all concerned. So if we can invoke them, and more people do that, it is how a small group is able to shift a huge paradigm. So the positive, the service to other element on this planet has the advantage of being able to draw on huge amounts of consciousness in other realms to support it. The negative can't do that. The negative has their advantage, and their advantage is they don't have to tell the truth. They don't have to honor free will. They can enslave you if you fall into their trap and are not wary of what they look like or how to identify them. And they have managed to have a huge influence on our planet since the beginning of time by using all of those abilities. So there really is kind of a war in heaven going on, and this is how I've learned to understand how it's laid out and why this work we're doing is so important, and why I've come to believe that's true, and I work so hard to make this manifest so that more people can partake or help or understand that just by being here, you're making a difference. Because by being here as a group, we are now invoking energies in other realms and giving them the permission to assist us, both on a planetary and a personal level. So it's an easy way, and maybe it's probably more effective than being political or protesting or are complaining about the injustices of our planet, because there are injustices and there is really negative things down here. But if you start to focus on them and you start to look at them and try to change it from the physical plane, it usually does not become successful. Now, I won't say never, because there are people in history that have made those changes, but you know, the people that I would point to in history, I would say most certainly were invoking group energies, very powerful intentions, and were getting support from positive sources in other realms. And the people that come to my mind immediately are Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, all made huge, huge advances, standing up to the negative in this realm. But really, they didn't fight the negative. Gandhi had his whole thing of nonviolence, and Martin Luther King created group energy amongst the black people who had been so oppressed for so long. So it's really the same principle, and we're just explaining it a little bit differently. Sometimes my take on this is that these group energies that we work with that must be requested for their help to honor our free will don't just respond to the names we use, which is the Elohim group and the Ra group. They respond to God. They respond to true reaching of intention, penetrates the veil, and engages them. And so that's the principles we're working with. And we just happen to be lucky enough. And I just say lucky, because this is something all of you who have stumbled into. Some way or another, you stumbled into this. And probably when you first stumbled, you didn't know what you were getting into or what it was. And if you stayed around long enough to figure it out, then you're lucky enough to see an unusual manifestation of connection in between realms, which has been ongoing, which is public, which anyone can listen to, and it proves itself, at least for many people, it proves itself over time just by the repetition, by the stories, by all the events that came in my life, and some of you have had really amazing things happen in your lives as a result of connecting with this. And so I thank you so much for being so, you're very important to this experiment, because I don't know how to do this. And when I see it, when I do something and I see the response of other people and I see the shifts that happen, it gives me my own personal proof and validation that it's working. So I'm going to do a... Terry, are you happen to be there? Hello, Terry. Okay, for some reason we're screwing up today, and if Terry's not here, I'm just going to have to talk for the whole time. And we'll just go from there. We do a little group energy interchange at the beginning of this call. And this is not exactly the beginning. I gave a little talk on intention. Terry, are you there? Nope. Okay. And some of you are already feeling the energies. Those of you who have been coming into the calls regularly, you'll start to notice that...
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh, good.
Well, good. I don't have to do this all by myself.
No, you don't.
Did Seth call you?
He may have, but, you know, I was waiting, but my radio was off of my phone.
Well, because your battery went dead, right?
I guess so, but I charged it up again. But anyway...
to reset it when that happens. You have to pull the battery out and put it back in again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, all's well that ends well. So I'm just going to start our little meditation. And as I was saying, those of you that check into the calls regularly have become familiar with this energy that's on the call. And as you get more familiar with it, you find that as the call approaches, it's 5:45 or whatever your time zone is, you suddenly feel this upliftment and this sense of anticipation because the energies are already coming together just because you have the intention to be on the call. And then all that period I was just talking, some of you felt the energy through that. And when I say feel the energy, it's a subtle, very refined feeling. It's peaceful. Your heart starts to open. You know, it doesn't have human type vocabulary because it's not such a normal experience in this realm. But those of you that have had the experience know what I'm talking about. And some of the people who are new start to feel it when I do my little meditation. And if you don't feel it, if you don't feel anything, don't feel that you never will, because everybody comes to this with, we could say, their own garbage, including me. We all have garbage. We all have stuck energies in us from this lifetime and from other lifetimes. And when you have stuck energies, oftentimes, those stuck energies will block you from feeling the higher energies, and you have to learn how to unstick them. Now, I'm going to be doing some workshops over the telephone because I've done this before, and it's worked. There are ways that in a personal, small interaction, you can face things that you can't necessarily face when you're just an anonymous person. Although you're not anonymous, I say anonymous, but you're being observed during this call by our group souls. They're paying attention to people. So, but the personal interaction and talking about yourself can be a great assistance in releasing stuck energy. So if you keep paying attention on Message Day, and if you're not on Message Day, go to messageaday.net and sign up. But if you keep paying attention on Message Day, sometime very soon, I'm going to do one of these workshops, which in the past when I did them, I called it a Dark Night of the Soul workshop. And that's for people that have in what seems to be insurmountable issues that no matter what they do, the issue keeps coming up and they can't get around it. And that we're going to work together with the help of our sources in helping to release those issues. And I know it works, so pay attention. Now, some of you have just done it just by coming in on these calls over and over again and getting used to feeling this energy and finding that the energy starts first off, maybe you first feel it when I do this little meditation. And then you start feeling it at the beginning of the call. And then you start feeling it an hour before the call. And then suddenly, as you nurture this, that energy suddenly is with you for a large part of your life, whether you're on the call or not. And then you have this experience that you're really connected. because you don't really need these calls to be connected. But when you come into this and you haven't been connected and you've been disconnected for all your life and you don't even know the feeling of connection, then these calls can be extremely important because they create a reference point for the connection. And it's one of those things that until you have a reference point in your life to feel these energies, it's very hard to feel them. And I'm not the only reference point. There's other people, there's other spiritual teachers that also create reference points. And if this one doesn't work for you, then don't give up, because another one might. Different people need different things. So right now, we are going to move into an intention. We're going to create an intention to connect our spirits together. And I'm going to do this a little faster than normal because I want to leave space for my talk on how to change your destiny and a little conversation with our sources through Terry. But we're going to intend to connect our energies. I ask you to shut your eyes, take off your shoes if it's convenient, and notice how it feels to be you. Notice there's an energy moving through your body, and that energy is there all the time, but most often you don't pay attention to it. You're in your head, you're thinking, you've got going somewhere, and it's like being in a city that has beautiful scenery, and oftentimes you live there for 2 or 3 years, and you take the scenery for granted. It becomes kind of part of the background. So this energy that is the real you so often delegates itself to be part of the background, and eventually you don't even notice it's there. So right now, pay attention to that energy. And you can move that energy just by your intention. Now that you're aware of it, put your attention on the top of your head with your eyes shut, and you might see a light. You might see a lightness. You might feel something. You might be getting goosebumps. Take the energy that's at the top of your head and move it above your head. Move it, see it like a few inches above your head. And now keep moving it upwards, 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 and all of us that are doing this, let's now imagine that these energies that we just moved way up above our heads are connecting with each other. Everyone on this line is touching each other's energy field. We call that blending of energies, or the Christian term is communion. And now we are now moved ourselves into working with the part of ourself that is in another dimension. And our sources have a fairly easy time moving into that dimension with us. And we're going to ask the group souls that we've been talking to join with our own energy that's way up above our head. And if you shut your eyes are shut, some of you will feel it. Some of you will feel a connection. And maybe you were lonely before you got on this call, and suddenly your loneliness has gone away. You feel part of something. And you've done it with a bunch of strangers that you don't even know. See how amazing that is? To be able to take loneliness away and not have another person. you can actually make friends with these group souls, and they will be there. If you cultivate the relationship, they will be there for you and with you. But you have to cultivate it, because you're not used to tuning into their energies. And now we're just going to quickly move those energies back through our bodies, and we're going to release any blockages that are left and move them to the center of the earth. And I'll take a short while, and actually, we could just be quiet for a long time and feel these energies. We don't have to do it for a short while, because I'm just like a master of ceremonies, but once the energies come in, they're all of ours, and it's not me that's doing it. It's you that's doing it. So we'll take a moment and just experience that energy and experience that connection. Okay. Now, before I bring them in and have Terry channel, I had a topic that I sent out, and I thought I would talk a little bit about that topic and then maybe ask some questions about it. The topic is, how do you change your destiny? And the way that I understand that, because I believe for myself, I have done that for myself this lifetime, and I look at all the steps I've taken, so in having done that, I can offer some keys for the things that I've learned myself that perhaps you can apply. First of all, what does destiny mean? It gives the indication that everything is pre-planned. It's like when you come into this realm, there really isn't any choices. It's like it's all meant to be. It's all God's will. And we're just here flowing along, and what we do, how we do it, doesn't make a difference. And for many people, that may be partially true, because they've come in with huge preset patterns, almost like their computer is very highly programmed, and that unless they do something to change those patterns, they are going to have a computer program just bringing one thing after another that they don't seem to have any control of. And it seems like easy to say, that's my destiny. I'm stuck. And I know for myself, I went through many, many years working with patterns in myself that I never thought I could transcend. Whatever I did, that pattern would be facing me. It would be in my face. It would be... And I knew it was a pattern. I got to the point where I knew I was creating it at some level. And one of the things about this kind of creation is that most often it's below the level of consciousness. It's in the subconscious. It's in the unconscious. So you don't even directly see how you're creating the pattern. There are some patterns that are conscious that are far more easy to correct. Like, say, for example, maybe you have a certain kind of prejudice. You were brought up to think that a certain group of people or a certain race was inferior. And you come to the point where you have the conscious awareness of that. And at that point, you can start working on it. You can observe it. You can say, okay, every time I see a person of this race, I have a habitual response, and it's really not related to the person I'm in front of. It's related to my habit or my programming or what my parents thought of this race. It could be race, religion, could be, you know, any variety of things that you've been trained and programmed to have a conditioned response to. And when you get into the awareness of this, it's very easy to start shifting it, because all you have to do is notice when you have that response and observe it and call it for what it is. For example, you can say to yourself, there I am meeting this kind of person, and I think these kinds of people, I've been taught that these kinds of people are stupid, okay? And I'm not even getting to know this person, and I'm automatically assuming he's stupid. So I'm going to, like, override this with my conscious mind, and I'll notice that I have the thought that they're stupid, but my conscious mind is going to tell me at that moment, this is my old pattern. I'm going to let this go, and I'm going to overcome this pattern, and I'm going to get to know this person for who they are, not for how my preconditioning is causing me to think of them. And if you do this process repetitively over a period of time through careful observation of yourself and this pattern, it will go away. After a while, the pattern just disappears. It doesn't work anymore. It may take a month, it might take a couple months, it might take 6 months, but it goes away. And as long as you can identify the pattern so easily, then it's not a problem. The challenge is when you have patterns that are very subconscious and you don't even know you have the pattern. It's lost in there somewhere. Like, for example, I know Terry had this issue. Can I talk about your issue of a pattern like that, Terry? Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Are you falling asleep?
No.
I'm
muted.
Oh, you're muted. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to talk about, like, a subconscious pattern. And one pattern that Terry had to do with a lifetime. Now, it might have been more than one lifetime, but there was a past lifetime that she became aware of where she was married. It's okay. Is it okay to talk about this, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. She was married, and her husband went off with another woman, and they killed her. And they threw her in, I think they threw her in the lake. And for a long period of time, she didn't even know this was the case. And somehow there was a process that she took, which brought her to the memory of this. And that incident, I would say, created great fear. It created a closing of her energies, like a contraction of her energies where the knife went into her body. And on a cellular level, her whole energetic system remembered this incident. And even when she found out about it, I don't think it went away. It stayed. And even in the time I've known her, it's like been a pattern that's come up. And when you have a pattern like this, it creates a conditioned energy in your body. And that conditioned energy in your body can pull in the same or a similar incident in another lifetime. And it's so overwhelming and it's so big that it's not easy to get through it. And, Terry?
Yeah.
You know, I thought, why don't you share how, do you feel that pattern is still there? Or do you think it's like 80% gone or 90% gone or some percentage gone?
It's some percentage gone. It's like my back, it's as if it's trying to get away from pain. And so it has a tendency to hurt in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my shoulder kind of gets all locked up in that area. And I think it's created other things like maybe falling or other, like, since it's a physical response, it's created other funny physical responses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe falling or not operating the body in as graceful a manner as I might.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that I had a couple of lifetimes where I've had really violent deaths or deaths that were uncomfortable. And I learned about them. And I started to see how there was this subconscious fear that I was carrying. Because I think when you die, the way you die is particularly when it's a difficult death, it creates, it's one of the most powerful things to create energy locks and blocks for future lifetimes. And that when you've died a couple times in a similar manner, or I don't know, similar, even close, it's like you would tend to attract that same kind of violent death in the future lifetime. And it's almost as if it's your destiny. You see how destiny is created? You create a locked up energy pattern in yourself, and that energy that's stuck in you keeps pulling in the people and the circumstances, and it even puts the thoughts in their head to do exactly what you're afraid of. They think of it because you're afraid of it. That's my take on all of this. So it's really important to be able to release these kinds of patterns. And if you want to change your destiny, there's two ways to do it. And now I've gone into a topic that could probably I could go on for 2 hours now that I've started, and we have 6 minutes, and I want to make sure that we bring our source to at least make a little comment on this. These patterns are not just in your body. They are in your energy field. In your conscious mind, you can work on something called observation. You can keep observing yourself and be aware, learn your own patterns. Even when you don't know your own past lifetimes, if you observe that people respond to you in the same way no matter what you do, like sometimes people have a relationship with a member of the opposite sex and they complain about it, and then they separate and they bring in another member of the opposite sex and they have the same kind of relationship. And then it goes on and on after 3 or 4 people. And they don't understand that they're part of the creation of that relationship. And that relationship is fulfilling a pattern that they're projecting. So learning your patterns is a good first step. And a good second step is to start developing relationships with the Elohim, who can start to love you. You know, love in this realm, pure love, is very healing. And it's also not so easy to find. But when you can develop an energetic relationship with a pure source in another realm, they will be there for you. You won't get abandoned. They have nothing else to do than to be there for us. I'm not sure that's true. They may have another, I'm sure they have things to do. But there's a lot of them. And there's not, I don't think there's enough people asking for their help. So they are very delighted to have somebody asking for help and to be able to get into the path, the energetic pathways that allow them to help. And one of the ways they can help is to help clear these really old patterns. And it's a co-creative interaction between us and them. And so it's 6:46. I got 4 minutes. Let me just do, maybe Seth will let me go 1 minute over. I'll do a little invocation to the light. I'll turn it over to them. And as you know, Terry is the voice of these group souls. And when she talks, it's a conglomerate speaking through her, and they are the same conglomerate as that energy you may be feeling during the call. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each one of us, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energetic connection. We invite our sources to join with us energetically in this connection. And we exclude any negative service to self sources from this field we're creating. We operate in the law of one and the Christ in energies, and I turn it over to our source as speaking through Terry.
We greet you in the lovely of the one infinite creator. All of the people who are listening have experienced previous deaths in a past life. It can be a very focusing event in that the attentions become stuck upon the circumstances and then out of fear as the individual moves on into a future life. It's the picture of the danger burning brightly just in case how they can get away from it. However, this is the thing that can attract it to them again as they keep the picture burning brightly and as that frequency is in their field, then other individuals can feel that frequency and individuals can be attracted who have similar circumstances and energies, and they can get together as they may have different sides of the same picture. That is why some individual who had once asked, who is not on the line now, but had asked, was there any reason that they had a car accident where they were rear-ended, it isn't that they specifically created the situation for the accident, but they had it in their field as they had a daughter who had had an accident, and they were thinking of circumstances of such automobile accidents, and it was in their field as they were trying to deal with their daughter's trauma. And as they drove their car, they had these frequencies in their field, and another individual had those same frequencies in that person's field, and those frequencies attracted, and then they manifested the car accident. That individual did not get the answer but that is the answer we send out to that individual who asked that question at that time. We don't know how much longer we have, but it is a law of attraction. So if one can move out of the pattern and let it go and attract to them very pleasant circumstances, money, prosperity, love, then they may feel joy in their life and move through it with ease of movement. Adonai.
Thank you. We went a minute over. We're probably still on the air, so we're going to say good night to everyone on BBS. And maybe next week we will continue with this how to change your destiny topic and have more questions to our source and not me so much. And if you're listening for the first time and you want to learn more about what we're doing, messageaday.net. Sign up for our daily email.